step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is January 29th. Hard to believe. I guess we got cranked up last week, and now in the month of January, it's going to be all gone here in a couple of days, and then we'll be into February. And before you know it, we'll be kicking off the barbecue season around here. Of course, it started a little bit around the country in a couple areas, but for most of us out there in the listening area, Cyclone, Oklahoma, Georgia, kind of cranks up here in the next couple of weeks. But welcome in tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. And a little rainy on Sunday, so probably didn't get to do much out there on the outside. But things cleaning up, clearing up out there now. So welcome in tonight. And as always, thanks to our good old sponsors out there, Mr. Daryl Mouse Barbecue Superstars, and the good folks there at Royal Oak Charcoal, that good old charcoal in that red bag. So appreciate those folks giving us the opportunity to come on here and chat a little barbecue on Monday night. So thank you so much for doing that for us. So, but yeah, kind of a slow weekend again, unfortunately, until we get probably the end of February, get things cranked up. So, I did have a contest down in Florida. So, but if you are listening in, give us a call tonight. Like to hear what you got planned or what's coming up for you. What your first contest is, 425. Let's change that. That's my call-in number. Let's back that up there. How about this? 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. That'll put you on live here. Let's talk some Q. See if we can get some things to talk about. We're hearing all this mustard talk on SCBA. So let me get some of my mustard guys out there. Once you guys call in, let me hear what this mustard craze is all about. Give me a call. Let me know what your thoughts are and so forth about this mustard craze I hear, and they're going to do at least one or two contests. I hear they're going to have a separate turn-in for mustard. So, you SCBA mustard guys, let's hear from you. I want to hear you from you. So, but before we get into that, let's check out KCBS contest down there in Lakeland, Florida. I guess Florida gets a little bit warmer temperatures there in January, so they get a couple of barbecue contest to crank up. You can tell everybody must have had the barbecue fever. It had 60 teams down there, so big showing of teams down there. A lot of good teams down there in Florida. And I've never cooked an SBA event, but got a lot of good teams down there in Florida. You see some of those guys come up in the South Carolina, North Carolina, and up in Georgia sometimes. Well, I think they got a couple of FBA contests actually down there in South Georgia. I think maybe Smoking on the Flint, is that it? I think that one in what's that, March? I think that's an FBA and a couple others, even though FBA, but kind of the bottom there of Georgia. So anyway, big turnout, 60 teams there at the Lakeland Pig Festival Friday and Saturday. Congrats to Midnight Burn. Boy, this guy's, it's the husband and wife team. We're good folks, Wayne and Kim. Take the big grand champion. I think they had a couple of grands in the fall there. I know they had a lot of some top ten, even actually top five finishes. So that's probably their fourth or fifth, I think, top five, probably in the last 7-8 contests. So congrats to Midnight Burn, who gets the big grand champion. Then Shake and Bake Barbecue. I assume that's the same Shake and Bake that finished second in the KCBS standings, a whopping 1 point. Can you imagine that, losing out by 1 point? That's Tim, and I can't think of his last name, but he actually has Gateway Barbecue Supply, does the Gateway Gun Smokers that become very, very popular. The Insane Can Posse, I think they call it out there. Those guys, they got those UDSs, but really nice guy. Met him out in Vegas, I think, about 3-4 years ago. Yeah, it's kind of a wide margin here. Midnight Burn with the big 702, so we hit the 700 club as well. Shake and Bake with the 690, not a bad score, but, man, 12 points. So that's a pretty big range there. And then third place, Old Sauce Barbecue, just keeps on cranking it out, doesn't he? Out of the their Charlotte area. We got Swine and Shine in fourth, and then Smoking Blue Q. Don't know if I know those guys in fifth place. We had Shiggin and Grinnin there. They were seven up, another really good team. Hot Watch Hill is a really good team. Got some South Carolina guys. I think they had a joint effort down there between three different teams, group of guys. But Smoke Central was the actual team name, but I think old Gringo was down there and balls out. So I think they had combined effort. Congrats to those guys. That's a nice finish, top 10 finish in a really good crowd. Heck, had Swap Boys down there. He was 12th. And there's Smoking Buttheads out of South Carolina. See, he's there at 14th. So really good. Sweet Smoke Q, he's always doing real well. Unfortunately, he didn't have a great cook. Finished 24th, but really good team there as well. I see the Blue Bloods. What a lineup of teams down there in Florida. So let's check out here. Chicken, we got Holland Butt Barbecue takes first place in chicken. And in pork ribs, we got Full of Bull Barbecue takes first in ribs. And then Rub My Rack, I got to love that team name. Good job. Takes first in pork. And then Sauce with the big 180 in brisket. First place there, obviously, with the big 180. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. And the Midnight Burn with the 702, he must have been been right up there in the top five. And so he's fifth in chicken. Let's see, he's third in ribs. Wow, what a second in pork and seventh in brisket. Wow, what a contest. Just that's what it takes sometimes to be very, very consistent. And, man, look at this. And anything but. I mean, this guy was on fire. At Evans Ranch, Barbecue takes first. Anything bucket, but guess what? Midnight Burn in second place there as well. So, looks like they had a backyard contest as well. Good Lord, they had 53 teams in the backyard contest. So, man, what a they had it going on down there. And, in fact, they did, good Lord, they did all four categories there. Sometimes they just do three in the backyard. Let's see, what is it, pork ribs? No, actually, they just did three, I think. No, they did chicken too, so did all four categories there in the backyard. So, good Lord, we got 60 teams there. They got 54 in the backyard. We had anything but, and then guess what? They had a dessert competition. Let me see, Midnight Burn getting that one, man. They were tearing it up. Nope, we got 92 BB Crew. Was looking for sauce. I think he has a really good the cheesecake or something. Maybe he didn't turn it in. But congrats to 92 BB Crew. Takes they just missed the 180. They got a 179.4400. Usually that's 1.8 there that could have been a 9 and away from the perfect score. So, and then to round it all up, guess what? They had a sauce category as well. She's a Smoker Barbecue, takes first place in the sauce. So congrats to those folks. Isn't that kind of weird? I don't know. Maybe some of the big teams just don't turn in the sauce. You know, all these guys, you know, do well, but then you never see them finish up in the sauce. But as I look here, I don't really see any of those teams that got most of the calls in there. So, wow, what a contest. Boy, there was a lot of things happening down there in Lakeland, Florida. So, shoot, full KCBS competition, full backyard competition, and I had about three or four ancillaries as well. So a lot of hardware getting taken out of Lakeland this past weekend. So, but congrats to all those teams that got a call. Like I said, the boys from South Carolina came in their ninth place, and they had a fifth place call in Brisket, looks like. So congrats to them. Sure they had a good time there in Big Lakeland, Florida. Hope the weather was good for them as well. So that was pretty much it for Ken. I think KCBS-wise, and I think coming up, what is it? I think it's Brasstown. I think that's coming up this coming weekend, I think, actually. Yeah, it's this coming weekend. Young Harris, Georgia. I think that's where they do the Georgia Barbecue Awards as well, I think, also. So good luck to all those teams traveling down the road there. I see we got one in Powder Springs coming up February 16th. So got a couple in the area here kicking off the KCBS theme out there. So, of course, as everybody knows, all our SCBF folks out there, it cranks up here about 3 weeks there in Big Port Royal, South Carolina. So everybody's getting all cranked up and getting ready, getting their all their stuff cleaned up, I'm sure, and ready to roll at that first contest down there in Port Royal, South Carolina, February 23rd and 24th. The Bands, Brews, and Barbecue will kick it off. And then, strangely enough, there's not a contest the following week. And then the next weekend, got the new contest here in Estill. And then from there, it's rock and roll. And, you know, 16th, 23rd, April 6th, April 13th, and we got multiple contests. I think, like, let's see, 5 weeks in a row. We got two contests a weekend. So starting April 6th on the SCBA side, we got the Sumter, and then they got the Hub City Hog Fest, Spartanburg. If you hadn't been to that one, that's a great contest up there in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So I hate that for the guys in Sumter, but I got a feeling that a lot of folks will be heading up to the Hub City there, Spartanburg. That's a really good contest. They do I think they do three meets up there. It has a big turnout by the folks there. They do a great job up there. The guys that run that contest for a great cause as well. So, then the 13th, we got another double weekend. We got they switched this one up now. They got the Butts Cook-Off there in Clover, and then they got the Big Brothers Big Sisters there in Florence, South Carolina. And then the next weekend, guess what? We're gonna double it up again. Hardeeville, South Carolina, and then we got Rock Hill, South Carolina. And then the next weekend, guess what? We're going to double it up again. We got April 27th and 8th. We got Project Coast there in Greenville. And then kind of over there toward the Florence area again, Bishopville Barbecue Block Party. They had that last year. We actually were there, and they did a nice little job there. Had a good little turnout with the town. So hopefully that will be even bigger and better this year. And then the 1st of May, we got the old Saluda Shoals there in the Pigging and Picking there in Saluda Shoals, which is right there kind of in Irma, South Carolina. You got Hog on the Hill there in Chester. So the two contests, not too far apart, actually. They're on SCBA, and then I think got one the 1st of weekend, May 11th. We got the Kiwi Rib Burnout. I think that's still kind of tentative, maybe. But that's still on the schedule there. So, and then, of course, May 18th. 19th, you got Williamston, and then the Battle of Camden. That was such a good contest last year as well. So, got a starting, April the 6th, got a big lineup of SCBA contests. So, everybody knows to go to SCBA, go to scbarbecue.com, and you got a real nice, they've kind of changed the format there, and It's very user-friendly to click on the link there and bring up your information and stuff. But, you know, as I talked about last week, got a little info on the contest, where it's at, and the address and the organizer. Some of it's got the marshal, assistant marshal, and all that kind of stuff. And then a lot of them have a click on it. It takes you to a link for the application as well. So very nice and user-friendly there for you folks to go and get those contests set up for this spring to get things rolling. So everybody knows that. I need to get some callers now. I want to hear these mustard guys call in. Don't get scared to make the call now. I want to hear this mustard crowd. I want to hear what you guys got to say now. Trying to get some mustard going on the SCBA side. So 347-202-0263. You know who you are now out there. Let me hear from you, you mustard guys. That's going to be an interesting little thing. You know, they had a contest actually on the SBN side. Wasn't necessarily mustard, but they wanted to, I guess the right word would be they wanted to kind of highlight the, I guess, the four sauces or flavor profiles, per se, in South Carolina. So they had mustard was one of them. You had to do two of the four. I think mustard was one. Then they had, like, red sauce. And then they had a vinegar. And, I'm not sure what the other thing was. It was one of the sauces. So we had vinegar, and we had mustard, and we had red sauce, and I'm not sure what the fourth one was, but there was four of them, and so that was kind of interesting format. I don't know, it was kind of tough because some of your sauces there, I don't know if some people, if you didn't do say a mustard, if you did like just a red sauce, and I think one of them maybe was just kind of a red, and maybe one was thicker, maybe sweet sauce or what have you, but anyway, I think maybe for the judges, some of it was kind of hard to tell them apart. I wondered how many people actually did a mustard sauce for that one. That was just for the pork. Also, was not for the ribs. Not saying you can't put it in the ribs because you can. You can do whatever you want to. So, that was pretty interesting. I think it seemed to be pretty well received by most of the SBN judges on that day. So. I think probably part of the maybe issue with it will be is it's kind of new and everybody's, let's just face it, everybody is locked into to that red sauce, used to seeing it. Of course, you know, in the KCBS side, I don't think you'll ever see any mustard, you know, out there, especially like down in Florida, especially. It's supposed to be a lot sweeter down that way, so you're not going to see any mustard. And I guess the maybe knock on it why some folks don't want to try it, I guess, because they're, you know, most everybody's doing the red sauce, and you feel like that's what most of the judges are looking for. But, you know, here in South Carolina, it's, especially in the Columbia area, mustard is it's a pretty big deal. Of course, our Mr. Piggy Park up there, Morris Bessinger, he had it rocking and rolling there for a long time. I know my dad had three grocery stores here in Aiken, and I know the man, that Piggy Park barbecue sauce, I mean, we sold that 3-1 over anything else. And they had three flavors, maybe. They had like a regular, maybe it was a hickory, and then a hot. And I never forget it, too, because, I mean, that stuff, man, it flew out of the shelf. And then they end up changing the label. And then I think he went to Maury's Best Near and went to, you know, change the name, took that pig head off of there. And I don't know, it's like people thought it was different, you know. I know just in our store, it really kind of hurt the sales on it. And then, of course, everybody knows the story. Kind of down the road, got into controversy with the flag and all, and then that was pretty much all she wrote on that. As well, as far as I say all she wrote, that was pretty much as far as them, you know, being a big player in most of your grocery stores. I mean, one store or one chain started, and you know, they pulled it from the shelves, and then the next thing you know, pretty much everybody had pulled it. And, you know, then, you know, basically this little roadside places and things like that, to independent stores and so forth. You'll see some of those folks carrying it. And of course, I think that's his, I think it might be his brother. It's down in Charleston, right? I think he has a sauce. It's called Melvin's, I think. It looks very similar. I don't think it's quite the same, but it's fairly close, I think. But I think Melvin has a sauce. But I'm gonna tell you that old Piggy Park. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of like the old mustard sauce. I guess that's kind of what you grow up on, and I kind of like some of that old mustard on the pulled pork. I don't know about on ribs, but I kind of liked it actually. So anyway, it'd be interesting to see out there. I know they've got one contest. I think that's the Lewis Shoals where they're looking to do a separate turn in. So they'll have a turn in for, I guess still you could turn in whatever you want to, but then there will be a turn in would just be just specifically for mustard sauce. So all you mustard heads out there, this is going to be your chance to see what happens. So I'll be interested to see as well what the judges think about that, and whether will that get the mustard going? Will people be willing to kind of go over to the mustard side of the contest? I don't know. I think it's going to take a little. I think it's going to take a little while to catch on still, if it ever does catch on. Quite honestly, but I guess if you got a really good flavor, of course, then again, it's supposed to be a meat contest, not a sauce contest. So really, it's really not about the sauce, right? But as we all know, everybody obviously kind of tends to lean toward that, toward the red. Of course, like on KCBS side, obviously with the chicken and brisket, you're not going to see that. But I just never really talked to any guys out there on the KCBS side that it doesn't. Of course, like I said, really, South Carolina really is kind of one of the few places that you go. It has a lot of contests that is a kind of slant toward that, toward that mustard. So anyway, hopefully maybe in a couple of weeks here, we'll get some of you mustard heads to call in and let us know your thoughts out there. Let me throw this out there. I didn't talk to him, so I hope he says it's okay. I know it's on the SCBA board, but any of you guys out there that are looking for a trailer, a barbecue trailer, I assume this is still available. I know it was posted this afternoon, but Chad Warner there with blah, 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 as we call him sometimes, he has got got their trailer. So that's just your barbecue, by the way, everybody. Says blah blah blah, but you got a nice trailer out there. It's a 16 foot long, 8.5 wide. But those guys, they take really good care of their equipment. So if somebody's out there looking for a decent sized trailer, just might want to take a look at this thing. I was just kind of reading some of the things he's got on it, and it's got the electric tone jack. It's got a Bluetooth stereo system. It's got an 8 foot awning. Jack system on the rear ramp for cooking on it. He's got a door that you lay down to cook off of that. It's got a vending window. It's got a two-bay sink, water tanks. So they've got a link there on the SCBA site, and plus it takes you back to a Facebook page as well that's got the pictures there. But some of you probably have, but those are really good guys, and they take care of the stuff. I've seen that trailer in person, so. Just throwing that out there, trying to help those guys out as well. So if you see, if you're in the market for a trailer, know somebody is, you might want to pull up their link and give them a shout, because and actually make sure you go to the second message there with SCBA Board. I see that one of the links was messed up, so go to his second message. Chad Warner has the SC Barbecue website, and you can pull up some information there. On his trailer, so check that out if you're in the market wanting to upgrade, or maybe you got a big one you want to downsize. I don't know, but that'd be a real nice one to pick up there. Like I said, they've taken real good care of it. Probably got some pretty good karma in there as well. That's a really good cooking team as well. So that's a 16, like I said, 16 foot long, 8.5 wide. Got a 7 foot tall ceiling. Got most of your bells and whistles that you could find in one. I'm trying to like I thought he had said. I'm not sure about a generator. I don't think he had a generator coming with that, but I mean it's got about everything else. So So give that a look out there. So anyway, hey, we don't have any NCAA contests and all I'm talking about yet, but we've got a couple weeks here, and before you know it, we'll be cranking it up. I see everybody posting stuff, getting excited. I had the cook school this past weekend, so everybody's getting all ready to go, and so I know you're getting schedules laid out and all. So look forward to seeing everybody out there on the barbecue trail. I hope we'll have some good weather, and it won't be like it was. What was that, about 2-3 years ago? I know on the SCBA side, it's like 4 or 5 contests in a row. It ain't rain. Feel like every weekend. So hopefully we'll have some good weather out there to get things cranked up out there, and won't be so cold and all, and not rainy, and just some good barbecue weather, and makes it good for the let's not forget the events out there as well. We all know that on the SCBA, and I think on the SBN side as well, that all of their contests have some type of organization or charity that it benefits. So it's always good to have good weather and a big turnout as well, so all these folks can raise raise a lot of money, you know, for their charity and all. I know that first one down there in Port Royal, they always do a tremendous job. I think that one's pretty much probably number one as far as contests I see, as far as what they're, you know, probably Spartanburg. I don't know the contests up there at Hub City. They do a big job up there, and of course they've got a lot of volunteers and sponsors as well. But that Carolina Hospice down there in Port Royal, I tell you what, man, they got it. They got it going on, so I hope the weather's good for those folks, and they raise a lot of money down there, a lot of nice people, and going to a great call. So couldn't get in my mustard head, so I'm going to have to probably tag a couple of you guys on Facebook and get you guys calling in here to get this mustard thing going. So anyway, appreciate y'all listening tonight. Let us do a little recapping down there in Florida and talk a little SBA what's coming up. Of course, we've got some SBN events coming up as well there. In middle March, and then they got about 2 or 3 in April, and 1 in May as well. So you can go to the SBN website as well and check that out to get signed up for those events. But anyway, everybody have a good rest of the week out there. We look forward to seeing you here next Monday. Anybody traveling this weekend up to Brasstown, safe travels to you up there to that KCBS contest. Other than that, have a great week, and we're going to close it out with, you know what, go Cox. See you folks next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.